This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thing it is to experience all of us together at the same time in the same virtual room as we work on 12/16/20 here on the DJV program. D is in Doug, J is in Jennifer, V is in Victoria, and Kara Schiller is back. Well, we abbreviated it because she was gone, so a couple of consonants away from her name. Kara Schillen was in deepest, darkest Mexico. She has to tell us that story about what happened down there. I understand you saw lots of willoughbys. Can you see willoughbys? Do they have willoughbys actually in Mexico?
I thought that was a willoughby.
That'd be weird.
You don't know what a willoughby is?
A wallaby.
A wallaby, too. Well, a willoughby is
in
a cousin
Australia.
For a wallaby.
Oh, in Australia. Wallaby. Yeah, okay.
Oh, wallaby. We all wanted to be a wallaby at one time or another. Don't you want to be a wallaby? Jennifer, have you...
I don't know what it looks like, so I have no idea.
I don't know if I want to be one, no.
It's a cute little cuddly animal, but yeah. I can't say I think about them too often. Yeah. But FYI, Mexico was not deep and dark at all. It was very bright and beautiful. So
bright and beautiful. So does a wallaby look like reindeer? Everything this time of year has to look like a reindeer. Reindeer. Everything has to look like reindeer.
No, I don't know. It's a little animal that walks on all... I have no idea.
Welcome back, Kara. It's still as confusing as ever.
Oh, calm down, will you please? All right, so Jen, we have a vote coming up on Wednesday. That would be the day after tomorrow, because tomorrow's Tuesday, as this is Monday. So what happens between now and Wednesday in preparation for the vote?
Probably more of the same, arguing back and forth. But on Wednesday, it's believed that's when the full House vote will happen to determine whether or not they would like to impeach President Trump. It passed through the Judiciary Committee on Friday morning on party lines, 23-17. It would have been 24, but Congressman Ted Lieu is having a heart procedure. He's a congressman from California.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry?
Is he all right?
Sure, I'm sure. I'm sure he'll be fine.
What?
I'm enthused about that.
I think he's fine.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything to the contrary, so I think he's okay. But
right,
the question is, if this passes through the House, and there's some speculation that some Democrats are defecting. Already one who was against articles of impeachment from the beginning has decided to defect to the side of the Democrats. So that's one down. They can lose 17, and there's a lot of worry that certain members of the Democrats who are in Trump districts might actually switch. But I think the numbers are there. They need to just have a simple majority, 218 votes, to move this to the full Senate. And if that happens, then the question is, what goes on next? Will the Senate acquit President Trump, as Lindsey Graham has decided? Will Chuck Schumer get his way? Apparently on Sunday night, he talked to Mitch McConnell about a full Senate trial and said that he has some witnesses that he wants to call, including Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton, who surround the president directly. Or will they do a full Senate trial like Donald Trump wants and bring in all the witnesses, the Bidens and Adam Schiff and the whistleblower, and make this thing spread out for a while? There's a lot of speculation as to what should happen, what strategically is the right thing to happen, but I don't know if people exactly have an idea yet as to how long this might last in the Senate. Again, McConnell and Graham say we want this done in and out, no witnesses, we want to just acquit him, but will that strategically be right for the president? Will that leave the door open then for Democrats to say, well, they just made this thing go away because they're sitting in the back pocket of Trump? So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how the next couple of days play out and what the situation will look like at the beginning of January, when this is probably likely going to start in the Senate.
All right. So we have that going on. Continuation of the almost, it's almost time. It seems it's almost time of the past 3 or 4 years for the election. I hadn't noticed this before. Did you see that little fatty called Joe Biden a rabid dog?
That was a while ago, though, wasn't it? About a month ago?
Yeah. Oh, was that? I don't know. I just saw that, and it sort of attracted my attention. You know, how I get distracted easily by some of these things I haven't seen. Whether it was a month ago or not, I find it very interesting that even little fatties getting involved. That must mean that they think Biden has a chance, right? Otherwise, why would they start calling him names under the... Okay.
Well, he knows Biden.
Yeah, does he? From before. Yeah, okay. So when he was vice president.
I think he knows him from before. And also, it's hard to argue that there's anybody but Joe. I mean, as far as the national polling go anyway, he still keeps hanging in there no matter what happens. I mean, he still seems to be the one across the country anyway. Now, that doesn't mean... when you go into the vote by vote, as states will, that he's going to win in that way. I think he still might at this point, but he seems to be outlasting everybody. You know, you had Elizabeth Warren surging, you had Mayor Pete surging, now they're all coming back down a bit. Bernie was surging, but Joe's always remained right there in first, so who knows? I mean, maybe he's right. We're all speculating that it's not going to be Joe, but maybe Kim Jong-un is on it. He might figure this one out.
Get some inside information from the Russians. It must be on who's going to be running for what. The situation in New Zealand, remember last Friday we were talking about the volcano. Apparently 16 or more people have died in this thing. This is a very popular tourist attraction, wasn't it? We were talking about how people wanted, they were actually cruises. They were bringing people to see, look at, there's a live volcano. And I'm wondering whether any of those people that were involved in the trip over there were the ones who are missing. A lot of people have burns and stuff, so that's because they're right on top of this thing, right? It seems kind of weird that they wouldn't be keeping people as far away from this. I don't actually know what the circle of influence would be, though, for a volcano. When it goes into the water, it heats the water up to a huge, volcano is 1,800 degrees.
Well, that's why people are so upset, because they're trying to figure out why. I guess there's a family that owns this island, and then tourist groups were still going over there, like with guides. And so people were trying to figure out why the heck they were allowing people onto the island if the volcano was active. I don't know. Someone's going to be in a lot of trouble if somebody's going to get sued by the families of people who died.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go back to the election stuff or the Democratic candidates. Why and under what conditions, for any or all of you, would all of the seven Democratic presidential candidates not be in the debate? The debate is next week, right?
Because of a labor dispute at the college.
Oh, really?
It's this week, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It's here in L.A., isn't it? In Maryland, Loyola? Yeah. What's the problem? What's the upset?
Some sort of a contract labor dispute with the people who work at the college, and so... Mm-hmm. Everyone else, the Democratic candidate said that they wouldn't cross the picket line. So if
150
stuff
cooks,
work,
dishwashers, cashiers, servers who work on the campus.
So if it's not worked out, then they'll have to find another spot, I guess, or just won't have one.
All right, so let's talk about unions and the connection to the Democratic Party in 2019. Is it still that important that they can't be seen, any of them, from crossing? Why does it make a difference? Democrats are supposed to be in favor of labor, right? And Republicans aren't. Is that the message that we have here? So if the Republicans were having a debate there, they wouldn't give a damn about whether there were 150 cooks.
I don't know. I don't know if it's ever happened with a Republican debate. Maybe it has. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I know that certain presidents are more favorable to unions than others, obviously, but I think that's a large section that Democrats can't probably afford to lose, so they're thinking, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to continue on or not? I don't know if they're going to move it or if they're just going to scrap it. This debate has already had a lot of problems around it. They were supposed to be, I think, at UCLA, if I'm not mistaken. They're supposed to be... Yeah, and then they had to move it for some reason. There was a conflict, and now they've moved it to a new location, and now they're finding another conflict. And already you have a lot of the candidates who are upset because they didn't make the stage. This one had very strict stipulations to actually make the stage as far as polling and fundraising numbers go. And this is, remember, where Cory Booker says, oh, how appropriate. This is, you know, the all-white debate. You can't bring any of the minority candidates in. There was a lot of criticism levied, especially after Kamala Harris dumped out of the race, that this was just kind of a rigged deal from the Democrats.
No. All right, in a moment, the results of the PISA test on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At 18 after the hour here on the DJV program, it's a very interesting reality you find yourself. I was teasing because this is called a PISA test. It probably isn't. It's the Program for International Student Assessment. However, you see where I get the PISA. U.S. teens in this competition with their Chinese counterparts. The exam actually not only taken by teenagers here in America and in China, but all over the world. The report is there are actually 79 countries, 600,000 students in this. They give this thing every 3 years. U.S. students showed an average reading score of 505 out of 1,000 and a math score of 478 and a science score of 502. China had the highest scores of all the nations in all of the subjects, topping Singapore, with an average reading score of 555, math was at 591, and science was 590. Scores are flat, it seems, with a lot of other countries. But I wonder what any of us make of this. Are they doing a better job of educating youngsters there, or are we just not doing a good job, or we're not teaching? I mean, these are standard math, science, and language questions or problems that are presented in these three subjects. So,
pretty much every other country that is, I don't know, you would put on par with us is, I think, doing a better job of educating their children.
Yeah,
like, education is not a priority in this country, and especially when it comes to technology and engineering and all of those things and languages, every other country is doing a better job of that.
So why isn't that an issue, an election issue?
That's a good question.
I think it is, actually. Education is always up there. I think it just gets sidelined by the stuff that's sexier, but it's there, I think.
It just shows our focus on sexier and more stupid or whatever it is. It just seems to be, I think we should be ashamed of ourselves, frankly. So what do? We spend all this money on education. What do we do? What do we have to show for it? I guess it would be a pretty good question we ought to ask ourselves. 21 after the hour on the DJV program for Monday.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So this is a song called Lover from Taylor Swift, who has at least one major festival booking on her calendar for next year. Happens to be the biggest music event in England, scheduled for next June. She shared the news that she'll be headlining the Glastonbury Music Festival on its 50th anniversary. It seems kind of surprising that she would make the announcement rather than them. Is that...
Well, they
deal.
Did. It was a joint announcement. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
It was in the newspaper over there, so she posted a picture of the cover of the newspaper that announced that she was going to go from the Christmas Tree Farm, which is her new Christmas song that's out right now.
Right.
So it's a Christmas Tree Farm to whatever the name of the farm is where Glastonbury takes place.
So this is the way that she kicked off her Lover Fest tour over there. She's going to be in June. She's going to be in Belgium. So it appears she'll be making a northern detour to play the 24th, all the way through the 28th. So it's a whole week in Glastonbury. The front page of the paper now I'm looking at, which you're talking about here. She's going to be on stage with Paul McCartney in the top slot of this year's lineup, which, let's see, brings in Stormzy, Kylie Minogue, The Killers, The Cure, Janet Jackson is coming to the farm. It's called Somerset's Worthy Farm. It's been a huge week for... Swift, let's see, she turned 30 on Friday. How long has she been around? She's been at this more than 10 years.
Like 15, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. 15. Years, yeah.
She was
yeah.
a kid.
Right. She was on and went to a birthday party. She also was named Billboard's Woman of the Decade at the Women in Music Awards on Thursday. So, she's doing all right. So how long do you think a candle that's burning brightly like this lasts? When you look at some of the other people who've been around, J-Lo's been around for a long time, Mariah Carey's been around for a long time. Can you, if you really have a good start and a good grounding, can you make a 40, 50-year career out of being a music star?
I don't know.
Star?
We'll see. Huh? We
well,
don't
I was thinking
know,
about some others know. Who have done that, who have been around some of the, if there have been. I mean, you certainly can say that. If Whitney Houston was still alive, she'd still be a star. Tina Turner,
I think it all depends on the voice.
Yeah.
You know, Mariah sticks to this whole Christmas stuff now because she really doesn't have much of a voice left. And yeah. Whitney Houston was really losing her voice towards the end because of all the drugs. So yeah, Taylor Swift doesn't have that burden of being known for having an incredible voice. So she could kind of limp on through forever.
Yeah. She's a machine, right?
Yeah, if she keeps writing catchy songs, no one's listening to her music because her voice is so amazing.
That's the good story. 26 after here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with a focus now on Stevie Nicks surprising Harry Styles. The album Fine Line arrived this past Friday. He played the album in full for 17,500 of his biggest fans. Took to the stage at the L.A. Forum, where he played Fine Line in the tracklist order for the sold-out crowd. The encore included four more songs, including One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful, then McCartney's Christmas classic Wonderful Christmas Time, and his own song Kiwi. One of the highlights of the show when Styles brought out Stevie Nicks, whom he described as a light for his career. They performed Fleetwood Mac's timeless Landslide song as they held hands and danced on stage together. Must have been a nice effect. Probably would have been cool. Must be some video of it floating around, yeah?
Yeah, there is. Yep. Yeah. Lots of fan video. Yeah, it's very cute.
Really?
They seem to have a really nice rapport. He inducted her into the Hall of Fame last year, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Cool, isn't it? He said. And he was looking out at the crowd. Yeah, that is kind of cool. I was watching on the plane coming out here yesterday an old Fleetwood Mac concert. You know, a lot of those things on the plane. They really were good. They were with some marching band in a college someplace. I don't know. Well, I didn't get that, but it was really a great performance. So a lot of great performances here. Of course, as usual, you're listening to the performers on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 658-page U.S. House Judiciary Committee report that explains the Democratic-controlled panel's case for recommending two articles of impeachment against President Trump has been released overnight. The full House is expected to vote this week on whether or not to impeach him. Reps have plenty to do this week. Besides impeachment, they face decisions on preventing a government shutdown and international trade. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, was meeting over the weekend with South Korean officials, hoping to bring North Korea back to the table when it comes to denuclearization talks.
Let me speak directly to our counterparts in North Korea. It is time for us to do our jobs. Let's get this done.
The North has been looking for a guarantee of sanctions relief first. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now 34 at the hour on the Monday DJB program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. All of us are pals. We're here together. We stick together. The Three Musketeers. I feel like, you know, the series, there are great stories about the Three Musketeers and D'Artagnan, who joins them. So who would be? You would be the Three Musketeers, ladies, and I would be D'Artagnan. Instead of D'Artagnan, I'd be Dudley. So it's the Three Musketeers.
Who D'Artagnan is? Who is that?
D'Artagnan was the young kid that joined the Three Musketeers after they started their exploits. And they were more or less disbanded, disgraced by the crown because they were they were trying to protect the rightful heir to the French throne. And there were a lot of bad things going on when Richelieu, wasn't his name? Cardinal Richelieu, I think was his name.
Put this on my New Year's resolution list.
You better check that out.
It's not ringing a bell at all.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about Christmas in a second. Right now, though, Victoria, what's going on in New Orleans? State of emergency? What the heck happened?
You don't often hear of a state of emergency being called for something technological, but that's exactly what happened on Friday in New Orleans. Officials ordered computer systems across the city to be shut down in response to a suspected cyber attack. City employees reacted in time to the ransomware attack, which is essentially malicious software software that paralyzes the computer networks. Services were inoperable, and essentially until a ransom is paid. No accounts, they say, so far, no accounts were assessed or data lost, but and this is really just because everyone had a very quick response time. So they said there was minimal damage, but they essentially are not really going to be moving forward back up and running in full capacity until they have some software experts come in and cybersecurity experts assess the situation. This is happening in cities and municipalities all across the country.
God,
Atlanta
scary.
Was held hostage because and this is it's stupid stuff. In 2018, Atlanta was held hostage basically because they refused to pay $50,000 in Bitcoin. And this is not a lot of money, you know, but it's
yeah,
but essentially
it's like
they
negotiating
didn't pay.
With terrorists. Well, once you start, it just opens the floodgates. Right?
So bad precedents.
They didn't pay the $51,000 in Bitcoin, and then they ended up suffering an estimated $17 million in additional costs. So because the whole city basically got shut down, Baltimore had a similar thing. They refused to pay $76,000, and then they suffered $18 million in damage. So smaller governments, they say, kind of have no choice but to pay up. They said the average ransom payout in 2019 so far has been about $39,000.
Where do they send the money? Can't they
Bitcoin.
Track what today's...
No, that's part of the problem with Bitcoin. It's very easy to hide where the source is coming from. It's too easy. So, yeah, I don't know if... I guess New Orleans, I'm sure they're going to be under advisement to see how other cities handled it. Clearly, I don't think the city of New Orleans wants to end up owing $18 million if that's how all these other cities have gone with damages. But it's going to continue to happen. This could be kids here in the U.S. It could be people in North Korea. It could be Russians. Who knows? And that's Chinese. You have no idea. And that's what's really scary, and it's a big problem.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder again about how, if we have a tradition, if you will, or we have a standard that we're not going to. This is terrorism, so we don't negotiate with terrorists, but apparently we do in this circumstance. This is the way they hit us up. Yeah, you could ask for almost anything. And how do the cities transfer money into CyberCoin? How do you get a hold of CyberCoin? How do you do that?
There's online trading platforms Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So essentially, real money, real dollars, gets converted into Bitcoin.
And then on the other end, they can convert Bitcoin back into dollars. Is that it?
They can.
Once it gets to wherever it's going. Wow.
They don't ever do that, though, because as soon as they convert it back into dollars, it's traceable. It stays in Bitcoin. And
so what
and there's
can
also
you buy
no tax
with Bitcoin?
Associated with you, a lot of things. You can shop Overstock.com. You can use Bitcoin to pay for
can you
things
buy
there.
Cars and houses and stuff with it?
Depends on the dealership. Yeah, Bitcoin is being accepted in more and more places, and it's dangerous because people who buy and sell Bitcoin, there's no taxation on it. So people they want to keep their currency in Bitcoin because as soon as you change currency, then you owe taxes. So it's a flawed system for sure.
What, the tax system?
The non-regulation of Bitcoin.
We can argue the tax system is flawed as well, but that's not for the
point. I was going to say, two things can be true at the same time.
Yep.
Excuse me. All right. So I want to hear about Kara's vacation. Kara
me
went
too.
To Mexico
I
want to for
take
a week.
Kara's vacation.
Take her. You know, I was looking at vacation spots. You know, what is the big... the biggest new vacation destination, not where Kara went, but someplace that I have a sense is pretty much the same. The number one new desire on the part of people who want to go someplace they've never been before is Cyprus. Did you know that?
No.
Cyprus, you know where it is, a little island off the coast of Greece. It's
interesting.
Supposed to be very, it's very trendy. It's supposed to be very, very cool. My friend Uri Geller owns some land there, and he's shown me pictures of it. It's very charming, warm, but not
I've
on the radar.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to Greece because it's like Italy. You know, it's so beautiful just going there, like
right.
The water, and then also the houses. Everything is so beautiful.
Yeah.
But
it's very quaint because it's older. It has that sort of relic-y feel to it. If you know, I say that in the most positive sense. It's really old world. I think people refer to it as old world charm. All right. Well, Mexico has been around for a long time. Where'd you go?
I was in Cozumel, so I was in a more like touristy area. But it was so beautiful. It was like 85 degrees and sunny, which is like perfect vacation weather for me. And I just went and was on the beach. I went snorkeling. I explore
you
the
new guys.
What was that?
Do you meet any guys?
No, I didn't. I was asked on my very first day there if I was looking for a Mexican boyfriend by the concierge that was supposed to be helping me.
That's funny.
Which I was not super excited about because I'd been up since 2:30 in the morning.
That's
and
creepy.
Was like, can I just check into my room? Thanks.
So the guy there,
by the way, if you had said yes, they would have sent you one.
Yeah, so you get there. So I couldn't check in until 3 p.m., and I got there at 2 p.m., and so they, you know, sit you down and give you, like, a little map of the resort and tell you about the different restaurants. And, like, oh, that's fine. That's great to know, so I don't have to worry about it later. But while he's explaining, yeah, he asked, he was like, oh, are you here by yourself? And, you know, I get that that's, like, kind of weird to some people, but then was asked... Yeah, if I'm looking for a Mexican boyfriend, how old
was
I am,
offering
how long I've been single, and...
Wow, that's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I mean, he was around my age, but I was still just like, hey, buddy, this is not what I came here for. So, yeah, I didn't find a Mexican boyfriend, unfortunately,
hey,
but... Yeah, I did. I managed to avoid him the rest of the time, which was kind of annoying that I even had to think about that. But,
yeah,
all of the drinks were included, so I had lots of tropical pina coladas and margaritas, and I, you know, slept right on the beach and took naps and got a little bit of a tan and saw lots of fish while I was
But your skin, you're very fair skin, so did it start as a, was it? Sunburn?
No, I mean, I'm medium skin tone. I tan fairly well. I mean, I definitely wore sunscreen, but I don't burn unless I go out without any sunscreen on. So, yeah, it was totally
fine. And how's the
fine.
Water there? You went into the water?
Yeah, it was pretty warm, which I'm not used to. So it was kind of funny, like, lying out and getting super hot, and then you get in the water, and it's not, like, super refreshing. But it was really nice because I could just stay in there for 30, 40 minutes while I was snorkeling and looking at all the different fish and stuff. So, yeah, it was really nice, and there was a bit of a current, but... There aren't really waves, so you don't have to worry about the waves crashing on you or anything. Yeah, and I checked out some Mayan ruins and saw some giant iguanas and all kinds of stuff. So,
giant iguanas. What does that mean? How big are they?
I don't know.
Dinosaurs.
Maybe
some
like
of them.
3 feet long. Maybe
yeah, they're big.
There are little tiny baby ones, and then there are really big ones. But yeah, I mean the ruins that I went to, it's essentially just like. Out in the middle of the sun, so it's and there are rocks everywhere, so it's the perfect place for a reptile because it can just go and lie out in the sun and stay hot. So, yeah, it was and the water was just beautiful. I've never been to a place with water that you can see through so easily, and it's just that like beautiful turquoise, bluish green. Ugh, guys, I want to go back. Sorry,
I want to go.
Sorry, guys. I'm ready for my next vacation.
Right, you give people an idea. That's a good public service. Give people an idea, maybe. A lot of people are always, this time of year, by the way, people are trying to plan their Christmas, winter vacations. A lot of times they're given as Christmas presents, that sort of thing. And so that was a nice public service, Carrie, to give people an idea. Would you go over that? I'd go there for a little while. I wouldn't want to spend a whole week there, but I'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice because also, like, there's an airport that you can take to get to Cancun, but there's an, like, Cozumel is its own little island, and there's an airport on the island. And it was super easy to get around. You can fly straight into that airport. It's a little tiny one. It was so funny going in and going through immigration. It's like, you don't even, like, you get on the plane and then you get straight off onto the tarmac. Like, you don't even go into the airport through one of, like, the little tunnels that you do at every other big airport. So it was very funny.
Did you press the button? Do you know what I'm talking about? The customs button?
I didn't get to press any buttons.
That was always one of my favorite parts of Cabo, is when you go through immigration.
Oh, wait,
after
I did. I forgot about that. They do make you push the button, and
I
was not
and then
sure
it turns
what the
green
for that.
What happens when you push the button?
You press the button. If it's green, you get to go right through, which is very exciting, and most people get to go right through. If you press the button and it's red, then they stop you, and you have to, like, they'll go through.
Is that just a random, random search?
Yeah. It's a random search.
I did not know that, so I'm glad it didn't turn red, because that would have been not a great start to the vacation.
Yeah, we used to bring a lot of good wine down to Mexico when we go to Cabo for a couple weeks, and so we'd all have our suitcases, like, loaded with wine. We'd all be praying. Not that it's illegal to do that, but it's just, you know, you don't want them taking it away or whatever they could have done. So, yeah, we'd always be praying for green.
Praying for green.
The more you know.
All right, the story, the fate of Werner Gustav Dehner, coming up. It's 44 at the hour here on the DJV program.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't not say enough about
a Calitrin. Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off and additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Did Henry Wadsworth Longfellow write this? I'm trying to remember where this came from. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Is that where that come from? Anybody know? I think it was Henry Wadsworth.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that quote.
Mm-hmm. 'Twas the night before Christmas. I'm not going to be able to do that because we're not going to be here on Christmas Day. Well, Christmas Eve, right? Aren't we? We're not going to be live to the world.
I'm sure you can read it the next day.
Oh, you think I can? All right. So
I think we should have a DJV holiday party this Friday. Why don't we do that?
All right, let's do that.
Yeah. Where are we meeting?
Well, I mean, on air holiday party.
Come on, I thought we were
BYOEN. Bring your own eggnog in the morning.
I'll be in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I think on Friday. I'm traveling across the country. Daisy and I. I'm in L.A. this morning. I'm flying back this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, Daisy and I are packing up in the car and driving back cross country so that I can be here in time for Miles' 5th birthday at the aquarium next Sunday afternoon.
Gosh.
That would be a fun trip.
Speaking of trips, think about that, Gramps. Where did that time go?
My God. He's growing like a weed, too. He sat next to me last night at dinner, and he's chewing away on his mac and cheese, and I'm just looking at him. He's a little peanut. All right, so I promised I'd tell you about Werner Gustav Dehner. He was 8 years old when the Hindenburg crashed in New Jersey. He was the last survivor to pass away. Imagine if you've seen pictures of that. I'm sure you have, of the Hindenburg exploding when it landed at the Naval Air Station in New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey, do you know? I actually didn't know that it crashed. I know it crashed. Yeah. I just didn't know it crashed here.
Lakehurst, I think, was where it was, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jen, a couple of quick tips for television tonight.
Well, it's all about Christmas this week, so just lock and load. The first thing I'll tell you about is Holidays with the Huffs. That is Derek Huff, of course, and his sister Julianne. They've got their own holiday special tonight on NBC at 10, and then CBS All New Tonight with holiday episodes of their shows, including The Neighborhood on CBS. That starts at 8 o'clock.
Peace and prosperity are wished for all of you from all of us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, it's the DJB show, and it is Tech Talk time. So one of the big stories this morning is the FCC has approved a new three-digit suicide hotline, and they have unanimously approved designating a new three-digit phone number. It'll be called 988, and this is going to be the country's nationwide suicide hotline. It's a five-member commission, and they all voted unanimously, and now it's up for public comment before it can be formally implemented. Now, the impetus behind the proposal was to establish a hotline that was easy to remember and quick to dial. The FCC chairman Ajit Pai said 988 has an echo of the 911 number that we all know as emergency, and he said, we believe that this three-digit number dedicated for this purpose will help ease access to crisis services, it will reduce the stigma surrounding suicide and mental health conditions, and ultimately we hope it saves lives. If and when the policy goes into effect, calls to 988 will automatically be directed to the existing National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and which is a network of 163 crisis centers funded by the Department of Health and Human Services. And the FCC Commissioner, Michael O'Reilly, was kind of really instrumental in establishing or wanting to establish this new three-digit hotline. He said, quote, I pray that this item has the impact that we expect it to. I really hope it does save lives. He said that only 2 months ago, his brother-in-law took his own life, so this is something that was very personal to him and to his family. And the country's suicide rate increased 33% from 1999 through 2017, which is the last most recent year where we have the data. And today, suicide is the fourth leading cause of death among people ages 5 to 54, and it's the second leading cause of death
from ages 10 to 34. And the figures are, obviously, we've talked about this before, especially alarming for young members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. They actually, the statistics from the Trevor Project show that people in that community, young people especially, seriously contemplate suicide at an almost 3 times the rate of their heterosexual peers. So if 988 gets put into place, this will hopefully be a way to connect people much faster to help than trying to remember the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which a lot of people still have a problem, even though the number was in the song. People still have a hard time remembering it. So 988 was definitely, I think it's the right move.
All right. Well, that's pretty sobering, I guess would be the word I'd use after hearing that story. Baby Yoda toys. Oh, my God. You see these pictures? Anybody buy Baby Yoda?
We saw the whole Mandalorian over the weekend. It's phenomenal. Yeah. And Baby Yoda, it's not even Yoda. People are getting annoyed now.
That's
it's not Baby Yoda, but it's so cute. Oh, my God. He's so cute. Oh, he's adorable.
All the Baby Yoda stuff officially will arrive this spring. Here's that story.
The Geek Out. Recently, we explained why anybody wanting Baby Yoda toys for this holiday season would be disappointed, but now we know that Hasbro, who holds the license to make anything Star Wars, have announced that Baby Yoda stuff will begin to arrive in the spring of next year. The most obvious one is the super cute talking plushie. Now, what it says is anybody's guess, and then after that, there's a whole series of different action figures in different sizes and shapes, and there's even one that's part of something called the Black Series, but not really clear what that means. So while you can't have any of this in time for this holiday season, you can pre-order all of the Hasbro Baby Yoda stuff now and have it in time for the spring. It starts at only $8, and we've posted a link about all of it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, next up, there's a new deal for buying all of the old Star Wars movies. This sounds, as we're talking about Yoda, let's move into the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker phase here.
Yep, Rise of Skywalker hits theaters December 20th. Obviously, this is something that is hugely anticipated. It's the final chapter in the Skywalker saga. So if you want to catch up on the earlier movies, you can actually pick up digital copies of episodes 1 through 6 for the lowest price they've ever been. It's $42.99 at the Google Play Store for HD copies of all 6 films. Now, you can also buy it at iTunes for $49.99 if you want to go through Apple. $48.99, Walmart's streaming service Vudu has it, and $45.99 at the Microsoft Store. And the digital 6-film collection usually runs for about $90. So this is a really great deal. This is a promotion that's happening just before the movie comes out. So if you have been thinking about buying these movies, definitely do it this week. And right now, they're only HD copies. All the 4K versions of the first 6 movies are on the Disney Plus streaming service.
More business for Disney so they can pay their employees a nickel more an hour. Whoopee! 59 past the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.